It's movie time with Kevin Stein. You know we're diehard when we're here on the last day of finals week.
I like that you're using movie titles in your opening sequence. The diehard, you know, we're diehard. You know,
just for you, Kevin. Yeah. Just for you, because I know that's your favorite Christmas movie.
It is my favorite. Love it.
So speaking of, we're talking about Christmas movies today. We had talked about doing holiday movies, but really the only non-Christmas holiday movie I could think of was Eight Crazy Nights from Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that's
and
no
so,
good.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, but anyway. I don't know what to say.
I think we're both a little burnt out.
I was thinking,
at the end of
finals. Yeah. Congratulations to all the students who are done or almost done. Good job, you made it. I'm not done yet. They keep asking me for
either.
Their papers. It's like I'm not done until Wednesday. So
yeah, exactly, because that's when grades are due, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because exactly.
Cool. I have to enter all the convocation students' grades too.
Last year, my fingers were moving at lightning pace trying to get those entered. Right before. I know I'm a procrastinator, but
well, it's a lot of papers though.
When you said Die Hard, it made me think. I'm like, oh yeah, what are the Christmas? They have tons of Christmas songs in that, and then I love that he uses the packaging, the Christmas present wrapping tape. To put the gun on his back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is classic.
And hardcore at the same time.
Well, there's so much junk in movies that's so unoriginal. I've never seen anything. Like, how's he going to get out of this situation? And then you look and you see the tape on his back. And you're like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, and that's one of those action movies. We talked before about how sometimes the older movies kind of get cheapened because everyone copies it later on.
Exactly.
Die Hard, I don't think can ever be cheapened.
No. It's a perfect movie in for its genre. You know, it's not going to win any Oscars.
Action Christmas movie? Is that the genre?
No, we're getting off of that.
Okay.
But look, can we talk a little bit about the Tony thing? Last week, Angie quizzed me on Bruce Willis movies, and I froze. I got 9 of them. And Tony was really proud of himself because he got 10, but with no pressure on him. So we're going head-to-head. I challenged him to a quiz off this week, and he chickened out. But he's going to come back next time. But I decided I got to do a quiz, and it's for you, and it's not
for me.
It's different, though. It's different. You're going to like this one.
Is that what this mystery CD is?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not a clip. It's not a line clip. It's a soundtrack quiz.
A soundtrack quiz.
Isn't that cool?
That's kind of fun. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm
a little
just,
rusty not having done Mindscapes in a while.
And
but
I didn't go rough on you. These are movies that I bet you know.
Okay.
So she doesn't even know what they are. She
I have
popped
no
in
idea.
The mystery CD.
Yeah, Kevin walked in. He's like, I have a mystery CD. You can't know what it is. Cue it up. Okay.
I'm taking over.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen.
All right. Let's see what you got.
I know
they're
that
all
one.
About 10 seconds, so you don't have to worry too much about the time on this.
I want
to
say that was from The Grinch.
Nope.
No, because it sounded like the Christmas is the song that they sing. Are you going to give me a hint? What is that?
Tom Hanks. Is one of the
Polar Express.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, I never actually saw all of that one because my nephew didn't like it, so we turned it off.
That's a good soundtrack, though. Doesn't that sound nice?
It does sound nice. Let's see how the next one sounds.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I know this one.
This one's for you, Angie.
Okay, I'm going to listen to the whole thing. Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. I know. I could sing along with that entire
where's
soundtrack.
Where's your sweatshirt? You have
it. I didn't bring it today because I have my Blackhawks jacket because it wasn't as cold.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I saw those sweatshirts at Disneyland. They were like $50.
I know. It
How
was
does
the
a grad
it was
student
the one
buy a sweatshirt that's $50?
Financial aid, Kevin.
That's like that's like $1 million to a graduate student.
I know. Well, that's the only thing I did for myself, and I ate cheap the whole time to balance it out.
You ate cheap at Disneyland? How'd you do that?
Yeah. We went to the regular restaurants. Like, all the little fast food places are a total ripoff, but the regular restaurants are cheap.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They're like normal restaurant prices.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well, good
so
for
now you.
You
know. Hey, thanks.
All right.
Okay. And to identify that Nightmare Before Christmas,
yes.
I didn't officially
But people
identify.
Could tell by your enthusiasm that you were like, I know that one.
It's true. I do love my Tim Burton movies.
All right.
Okay, number 3 of 5.
This everybody knows there's not a better time of year. You're a backslid.
Now, that one I don't know off the top of my head, that but I could venture a guess.
Beginning of the movie.
It sounds a little dated 80s-ish, so I want to say it's National Lampoon.
National Lampoon what?
Christmas.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a Christmas show.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are right.
Ah, I'm
ding,
a good
ding,
guesser.
Ding, ding, good
Woo!
Job.
Okay, so I only missed just the first one
yep,
so far
you're
with
two
Polar
for
Express.
Three. Good job.
Okay. Number four. I know this one too.
Most people don't know this is a Christmas movie.
And I could do that with no words in the music, too.
Yep.
That's Gremlins.
Yes. Don't you love Gremlins?
Yes, I totally do. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies,
People
too.
People don't know it's a Christmas movie.
I know, but it is. Like, when I was little, I watched it, and I was kind of traumatized a little bit by the story where Phoebe Cates' character, she's like, oh, yeah, and then my dad was climbing down the chimney to be like Santa and slipped and broke his neck and died.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was really traumatizing. But then I loved Gizmo.
Yes.
I even had my own little Gizmo
Everyone
doll
likes...
and the stickers and
What's
everything.
What's the bad gremlin's name?
The bad gremlin's name?
When he turned the main, you know, in the Toy Store, he throws the
gremlin.
Saw. Well, no, maybe it was a hardware store. He throws a saw. That is, yeah, he throws a saw.
Oh, Stripe?
Stripe.
Oh,
there
okay.
you go.
Okay. I was. Yeah.
I put you on the spot.
Okay, but I still got it.
You got it. No, you got
Only
it.
Only because I didn't have a time limit, maybe.
That's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it really is good. I told my mom. My mom called last night, and she was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And I said Gremlins, because for some reason I don't own it yet. Weird.
Yeah.
I know, but I have it set out to record on my DVR.
Well,
that and
it's
Gremlins,
sort of
too.
One of those nostalgic, guilty pleasure movies. I don't think it stands the test of time for people that have never... If you didn't grow up in that era, you'd probably think it was dumb, really.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well,
I'm kind of biased.
But we never have that opportunity, so we don't know.
That's true. I'm just always going to love it on behalf of everyone else then.
Exactly.
Okay.
People are going to think we're just doing weird Christmas movies today, but we are doing some.
Well, that's okay. There's still Christmas movies.
maybe that's the right kind of Christmas show to do.
It's the right show for us anyway.
Whatever,
how's that?
Exactly.
Okay, one more. Let's see if I can do it.
Oh, I forgot there was another one.
Oh, Home Alone.
Da, 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 da.
La 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 la. Mostly it's kind of fun to sing along with instrumental
See,
music, too.
I went easy on you
Yes,
today.
You did. Good job. So I got four of the five.
Good
I'm
job.
I'm proud of that. I bet Tony couldn't beat that.
I don't think he could. But you know what? If he were here, we would find out for sure, but he's not here.
No, he's with his uncle having lunch right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried to get him to stay and challenge me.
We'll do a rematch in the new year, Kevin.
Okay, I have to beat him. I can't sleep.
You won't be able to rest until you do.
I can't believe I only got 9 Bruce Willis movies. That was ridiculous.
Well... It's the pressure.
The pressure. People don't know mm-hmm. what it's like to be on the radio and have mm-hmm. all this.
All these people listening to us,
yeah,
like Karen Allen
Stein
and Kevin Bacon.
Doesn't know. They're not listening. Are
oh!
They? You think they are?
I think they are.
They could be now because we're podcast. We're on like, what is it? We're on like 200 blog sites and like 100 and something podcasting sites
mm-hmm.
and iTunes.
Yes. So you in Radioland, if you would like to listen to our shows over again because you think we're as hilarious as we think we are, you can access them from a few different places. One of the easiest ways to search it is off of Kevin Stein's faculty homepage. He has the little player at the bottom with our video podcast we did
last
week.
We just added that.
Uh-huh. That's very
fun.
So
if you want to see... Well, you remember Lionel says I have a face for radio. If you want to
you can
see
decide
if he's
for yourself.
Right, you can decide for yourself.
You can also go on iTunes and do a search for Movie Time with Kevin Stein or just Kevin Stein, and you can find it that way as well.
Yep.
Or 200-some-odd other podcasting sites. You can just track us down, do a little search, and there
we
will be.
Yeah, we have, like, not to plug ourselves too much, just a little, but we got like, 300 downloads, like, in the last couple weeks.
So. We're amazing. High five.
That wasn't just Woo-hoo. My family, my brothers and my parents and a couple of my close friends.
Nor was it all of mine.
Yes, so somebody out mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, there was one random student of yours, apparently, that just stopped me on the way past. I have never met him before. But he was like, Angie. And I'm like, hello.
You're and he famous.
Said, he said, I watched your video podcast, so now I know who you are.
That's
and
cool.
And he said nice things about you, Kevin.
Really? Because
yes,
most
he
people
related.
Will say, that Angie's wonderful. You're all right.
Well, I have been doing it longer.
But you
we
know
can
what?
Place
you
it on
sound,
that.
You sound, I completely agree with that. And I,
oh,
can't
thank you.
I can't compete with you, Angie.
But
I'm
maybe you will
it.
Next semester because you're going to do the class and do a show.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay,
all
let's
right,
get back to some Christmas
music.
Okay. We got a lot of clips indeed. Okay, so we already played one from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
That was our first clip on there, but I love it. Should we play it again anyway?
Let's do Elf.
Elf. Okay, I actually watched Elf again on Sunday because I hadn't seen it. I didn't watch it last year. I watched it the year before, though, and I forgot how really ultimately funny it was.
It is funny.
I really thoroughly
I'm
enjoyed it.
I'm burned out on Will Ferrell, but he was good in this.
Yeah, he's seriously, who else could have played Buddy the Elf? Okay, let's listen to him for an instance of why Will Ferrell is perfect for this role.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Ew, and then when he had the spaghetti and put syrup on it and ate it, and he's all mushing it up with his fingers with all the other Pop-Tarts and things on it.
It kind of makes me nauseous. You're a little too descriptive in that.
Oh, because I did the hand movement.
Yeah,
so
you did
that.
Have
a podcast.
Yeah,
I'm
no
wishing it.
But yeah, it's just making me ill right now.
Now, why is it that we enjoy Elf so much? What is some criteria of what makes a good Christmas movie? Because we both agreed very adamantly that this was a good Christmas movie.
Well, I don't know. It's got to have the ridiculousness to it. You know,
okay.
Obviously, there's a lot of stuff associated with Christmas that's just like. I don't know.
I think
magical
a bit of,
and
I love Elf and how he decorated everything too in the store. It was pretty fun.
I love that it's a family movie too. I can
yes,
watch it
is.
With my kids. You know,
it
can't
is
watch
very wholesome.
Die Hard with my kids until they turn 10
or Gremlins until they're 10.
I'm just kidding, honey. I didn't mean that. But yeah, that's something that's great about it, and you know, it's just.
Mm-hmm. And I think that when you say the magical nature of it, it can only be so far-fetched, which is one of the reasons why I like Home Alone, too, in a different sense, in that, like, as he's attacking the robbers and stuff, too, that are coming, it's just shy of being too far-fetched that they wouldn't die. Because that's why I don't like Home Alone 2.
Right.
Because it's too far-fetched.
Okay. In the first one, yeah, they could sustain all those injuries. That's normal to have a nail
exactly.
go in your foot, your
and
head
you still
on
live.
Fire, you know, fall down the stairs.
Right, but in the second one, like the very first thing they do, they would have died. They would have broke their backs and fallen and
see. When I was a kid, I didn't have any problem with the pranks that he did or the believability of them. I just thought he's not smart enough to do that.
That Kevin's not smart enough to do that many pranks?
No, that he couldn't. Like, I don't know if he could put that together. I don't know. That's kind of you'd have to be a really smart kid. You know the scene where the burglars are outside and he's got the party going?
Yes, that is fun.
I don't think he could do that.
Well, maybe but you I don't like think it. That because you don't have your own Michael Jordan stand-up cardboard
well,
cutout.
Well, if you gave me a week or two to try to put that together, I couldn't do it. I really could. So maybe he's a lot smarter than I am. I don't know.
Well, it's the imagination of a child, maybe.
Yeah, but I still like it, though. Mm-hmm. And I just was talking to our star quarterback, Cody Stone, and he said this is one of his favorite movies. So
Home Alone is?
Yeah. So we, he
I
wanted
like Cody
to do,
Stone
I can't remember.
Then.
He yelled out a line in class. What was it? It was, I don't know.
Did he just slap his face and scream?
Or something like that. Or what was that one where was it the I made my parents just, I can't remember. He's going to tell me now. He's
oh,
say,
when he goes
he's
in, he's
say,
in their bed and has
up.
A giant cheese pizza?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about this later.
Okay.
Okay. What's another good, oh. Do you have a movie? Because I have one that we have to talk about.
Well, let's talk about that then.
Scrooge is one of my favorites.
Because of Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray. He's so dang funny.
Bill Murray is seriously amazing and hilarious and everything.
Yeah.
Even when he's not trying to be hilarious, he just inherently is.
Oh, I can't even look at the guy without laughing.
Maybe it's his hairdo.
And Kingpin, that was fantastic. You know, but yeah, he's funny just not even doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how in movies you have these lines that your family, you know, just recite over and over, and they might not even be mainstream lines, but they're just, this is the one I always talk about with my family, and my wife loves this line too, so I have
okay.
to.
Okay, I think I pulled the
one.
Right track, so
okay.
let me play this for you.
All right.
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Wow, that was bad.
Maybe you should translate that for
okay,
us.
Okay, she goes, let me try to do my high voice. Okay,
okay.
Here's my high voice. Sometimes, no, let me try that again. Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention. All that part.
You don't do that to your students, do you? Do you slap them in the face?
No, but okay, I had a student attack me one time.
What? What happened?
Well, he asked me if he was getting a C, and I said, I can't tell you that in front of the whole class. And he said, no, go ahead, tell me. I'm not shy or anything. I said, yeah, mm-hmm. I think you are getting a C. He comes up around, it was the auditorium classroom. He comes up, jumps on a table, and reaches for me. So I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Ultimate Fighting Champs.
Good
I don't
thing.
Get a lot of fights, but I'll even say his name. DT Ali, some of you know him. He came. He's on the track team. He came up and he reached for me. I body slammed him to the ground.
What?
This is a true story, and he will not deny it if you ask him. and then
he
gets up and he's like, ah, and he's like, why'd you do that? I was trying to give you a hug.
I don't think he was trying to hug you.
I think he was. If you know him,
yeah.
But I didn't know him that well at the time, and
so
I feel
kind of
bad.
Body slammed him. That
well,
was a safer
know.
Bet.
I don't know. We just. I don't know. I'm not. He looked like he was coming after me. I don't know.
Maybe we should go back to Christmas movie subjects.
I know. He's a good guy, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, my friends went on The Price is Right with him.
Oh, really?
And they didn't believe him what his real name was.
Oh.
Because he had to put your real name on the name tag.
Oh.
Yeah. I won't say that. Maybe it would embarrass him. But it's a non-traditional name, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm hogging the time. You tell me one of your favorite movies.
We don't have a clip for this one, but one of the movies I have to watch to get me in the Christmas spirit is While You Were Sleeping. It's one of the, like, chick flick Christmas movies, if we're going to do subgenres of Christmas mm-hmm. movies, then that's one of those. But I so thoroughly enjoy it. It could be the Chicago factor, because I love
Maybe.
Chicago. Even though when I watch it now, I'm like, dude, if he really fell on the tracks like that, he would have been electrocuted instantly.
Exactly.
He would have been all sizzly on the tracks. I've seen pigeons do it all the time.
I'm changing my mind. I put that on our good list, but I think it's
But you don't like it?
Nah, it's okay.
Mm.
I don't really like Sandra Bullock that much. I think she's kind of...
I like her in this one a lot, though.
She's
Some
okay.
movies,
she's
great.
She's all right.
But in this one, I think she really
I
is
I looked
good.
For a clip, though, so maybe this is an indication that you're alone on this one. Because
no.
most of these movies, if they're popular enough, I can get a clip on YouTube, extract the audio out of it. I couldn't find anything except the trailer.
Oh man.
People don't like this movie.
No, there's classic things. Like, my favorite scene probably out of the whole thing is when they're sitting around the dinner table and they're all having their sub-conversations
yeah.
and things too with each other, and it just keeps going back in this whole montage thing of
uh-huh.
all the conversations, and the mom is like, these mashed potatoes are so creamy, you know, and then Cesar Romero was tall. Cesar Romero. And it's talking about that, and she's just sitting there watching them and just smiling, because it really is how family dinners often are.
Well...
In happy families.
Yes, which kind of triggered an idea in my head about, like, why do these Christmas holiday movies have, like, the dysfunctional family? Why is that? I want to ask you this question. Why does that appeal to us, to see a dysfunctional family come together, like, yay, it's Christmas time, we're going to get together and fight and
maybe,
open presents? Why is that so funny to us?
Maybe it's to give us hope that our dysfunctional families can also succeed.
It makes us feel a little bit normal. Yeah,
no,
that
well,
could.
Because when I went home for Thanksgiving, all of us remarked by the end of the break that we said, our family didn't get in a single fight this year. There were no arguments. Happy Thanksgiving. Awesome. Because it was a landmark that nobody got their feelings hurt. Nobody said anything mean.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was great.
That's an accomplishment.
Yes. But While You Were Sleeping, though, it's just great. And then when he's leaning, if you've
yeah.
seen the movie, you know
yeah.
the leaning part.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I know
with
that.
Joe Jr. And he's like, I got tickets for the Ice Capades. And he's like trying on her shoes.
Don't
and-
you think the two leads kind of need to be good to make a movie of that genre good? And I think Bill Pullman and Sandra Bullock are just so blah.
Well, I think that...
The writing elevates
kind of
it a little
that.
Bit. It's a
yes.
decent screenplay.
I think they need to be on the same level. And I think that they're on the same
oh,
level.
Oh, so they're equally boring. So you excuse it for that reason.
Well, maybe
I don't want to misunderstand you, Danji. So they either have to have great chemistry or no chemistry, but they can't have...
You don't think they had any chemistry?
No, I don't.
Oh.
None. Zilch.
Oh. Well, I still like it. Well, I'm going to debate another one with
okay,
you then,
let's
too.
Okay, let's debate.
Okay, you want to talk chemistry?
I guess so. Okay.
Okay. Bad Santa.
I hate this movie.
He has enough of his own chemistry that it just works.
He didn't need, well, he has pretty good chemistry with the kid, you know, that kid that he's always.
Sherman Merman.
Is that his name?
I'm pretty
sure. Sherman Merman?
I didn't see it in a year. Sorry. I know. The poor little chubby boy with the curly blonde hair.
I hadn't seen it for a long time, so I went and watched a bunch of the old clips, like when he's playing chess with the kid, mm-hmm. and then the part where the kid cuts his hand. And I just think I like Billy Bob Thornton, but he acts like such a jerk in this movie.
He's bad Santa. He's not supposed to be likable.
Here's the thing. If his character was the way it was, but he wasn't a Santa, he was just some jerk in some movie that wasn't really situated in a holiday,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we'd find it amusing at all. The only thing that makes it remotely amusing is that
the irony.
He's Santa. He's supposed to be jolly. Ho, ho, ho.
And then
he's cussing
not.
And swearing and...
And drinking and hooking up with ladies in dressing rooms and
I mean that doesn't offend me. I just it offends me that it's not funny.
I think it's funny. Maybe it's just the irony, and I have more of a sense of irony than you.
Maybe you do.
I'll have to
do some deep introspection tonight and ask myself, what is it about irony that just eludes me?
Now, what's one that was so deep? So what's one that
not
you like that
to
I hate?
Get irony though. What's that?
What's one that
I like
that I hate?
Okay, I sort
there
of.
There were a couple.
I sort of like Jingle All the Way.
No, that's dumb. It's a good one to argue about.
There aren't that many. There's more that you like that I don't like. Like the Grinch, I hate.
Jim Carrey. No, it's so good.
Oh, we have a clip. Can we play this hysterical
yes.
clip?
It's so funny. I think it is hysterical.
No.
Okay, right. You be the judge.
That's right. You do it.
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30,
jazzercise. Don't laugh,
6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
Jazzercise. Anything that includes the word jazzercise is automatically funny.
No.
I think it's funny.
I like Jim Carrey and some stuff, but that I don't like his way over the top. Like The Mask, I'm not a big fan of Ace Ventura. You know, that's okay. Mm.
First Ace Ventura, I think, is funny.
Yeah, the second one was
terrible.
And this is just more of that way excessive Jim Carrey.
But in this way, I feel that it works because it's based on a cartoon. And so it has to be kind of extreme.
Well, the original cartoon, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mr. Grinch.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
You had that right on.
Hey, thanks.
Jim Carrey does not capture. He's just obnoxious and crude. There's something likable about The Grinch in the cartoon so that mm-hmm. you're kind of rooting for him to change. In this one, you don't care if
he
changes.
It's so sad when he shaves when he's a little boy in the flashback.
No,
and they all make fun of him and stuff. It was sad.
I wanted him to beat him up.
I didn't care. Push him off that mountain.
One reviewer said, Universal Pictures just gave you a present under your tree, and you better remove it before it leaves a stain. That was my favorite review. I'm like, that captures exactly how I feel about this movie. It's a stain. It needs to go away.
It's a stain.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think we'll just have
and
to
Ron
agree
Howard
to disagree
did it
on that
Ron
one.
Howard.
I know. Ron Howard is
it's
good.
Hard to believe.
Maybe,
I can't even believe it.
Maybe I really thoroughly enjoy it, too, because of all the costuming and the sets and everything. I think we're awesome.
See, but you excuse movies for some of those external.
Because, well, I guess the reason why I forgive it is because if I see more good than bad in a movie, I still get something out of it.
Yeah, but if it has a bad screenplay and it has bad acting, stupid characters, it can be beautiful crap, and I'm not going to watch it.
Well, fine. I'll keep it to myself then.
No, don't give it to yourself.
Well, maybe you're just being a Grinch then yourself.
I am kind of being a Grinch, huh?
You Grinch, you.
I don't know. But every director is entitled to one bad movie.
One bad one. And I can't think of another bad Ron Howard one. If you're going to go by that.
Some people pick on Willow, but I
see. No, I love Willow.
I like Willow.
That almost made me spit when I did that. Sorry.
I love Ron Howard movies. I can't think of a
Willow
bad
was
one.
Amazing. Val Kilmer as Mad Mardigan. He was the second celebrity crush I ever had.
Yeah.
First was John Cusack in The Journey of Natty Gann, followed very shortly by Mad Mardigan in Willow.
Yeah, that was great. I didn't have a crush on him, but I liked the movie.
Oh, well, that's
and
okay.
And it was visually appealing, too, but it had some good...
Mm-hmm.
Good other elements.
I need to go home and watch Willow.
Okay.
Now. Okay.
We're running out of time.
Yes.
Let's do like a synopsis best Christmas movies ever. Like your top three.
Okay. In my top three, I'm going to put Home Alone, definitely. I'm going to put Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Really?
On our list. It's one of those sentimental things.
I
really,
that.
Really
that's
enjoy
a,
that, too.
One.
And Nightmare Before Christmas, because it's double duties as Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
And I love those. Although, A Christmas Story, too. We mentioned
That won our best comedy of all time, independent of the Christmas genre. So let's just leave that one out, even though that is a phenomenal movie.
Okay. How about you?
You got to go with Old School. You got to go
classics.
With It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
that movie is inspirational.
I never saw it.
I gave you homework this week, Angie.
I know, I did.
I knew you weren't going to do it.
I had finals, Kevin, finals.
But guess what? You're not making the right argument. You're trying to create excuses, but what you need to do is turn the tables on me and say, well, I told you to watch Love Actually. Did you watch that?
Did you, Kevin?
No, I did not.
Well, then we're even.
Okay, but I think nobody would dispute my movie that I suggested to you is better than the movie you suggested to me. But we need to watch him. Maybe,
I lost my that train of thought right there.
Okay, well,
so It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Enjoy.
I got to go with Scrooged.
Okay, Scrooged
I love
is awesome.
Scrooged. And then I would probably go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, we agree. Also. Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a classic. And I love Jack's voice in that. Isn't it Danny Elfman that's singing that and composing the music?
It is, yeah. Danny Elfman does like quadruple duty on it.
He used to be in Oingo Boingo, right?
Yes, he did.
He is talented.
So maybe we should, as we wrap up, end with a clip from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, and then we will be back next semester.
Next semester.
We'll keep you posted
Adios.
On the time. In the meantime, listen to our podcasts.
Merry Christmas.
There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's Regular Airship.